You are mine. Evil says, if I can convince you to be your own person, to think for yourself, by yourself, and only of yourself, then I promise that you can reproduce your own kind. You will be a god, and you will be mine. Evil is not real, not a thing, place, or power, but appears to be as real as one's convictions permit. Divine life radiates life. Living and life are inseparable. Divine mind exudes an infinite range of ideas, the simplest being just as profound as the most complex. And these ideas are neither self-propagating nor exclusive. An idea can no more be removed from its source than musical harmony can separate itself from the law of consonant notes. Evil promises a kind of consciousness that divine mind cannot offer, the possibility of secret thoughts. Translating its babble of beliefs into a multitude of separate sentient bodies, it boasts exclusivity and personal expression. A liar, however, does not keep promises. Though thou shalt exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. Love is all-inclusive. It says, I am one and all, inseparable from my expression. The sinless joy, the perfect harmony and immortality of life, possessing unlimited divine beauty and goodness, without a single bodily pleasure or pain, constitutes the only veritable, indestructible man, whose being is spiritual. Evil retorts, I own myself. My time is my own. I'm having too much fun to think of others. I'm too busy. Am I my brother's keeper? Furthermore, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. I am too poor to share. I am too young to understand. I am too old to be productive. I'm in too much pain. I must bathe, bandage, and heal myself first. I need personal comfort, personal companionship, and quantities of money, which I gather from unsuspecting minds, sleepers, who unwittingly give of their substance and get nothing. Impersonal evil would create a personal god and call it man, an egotistic, faint-hearted, temporary kind of man. Love does not control, judge, or know mankind's personal whimsy. Immortal and divine mind presents the idea of God first in light, second in reflection, third in spiritual and immortal forms of beauty and goodness. Christ, truth, said to personified evil, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Evil smiles and says, so what? In the science of good, evil loses all place, person, and power. For the lie and the liar is found out and no longer believed. The perfect man, governed by God, his perfect principle, is sinless and eternal. Divine love cannot be deprived of its manifestation or object, for love says, "You are mine."